We're visiting with Burlingame coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you picked up a good win over Cara Paravel on Friday night. Colby Middleton rushed for 5 touchdowns and threw for 2. Matthew Heckman had 108 yards receiving. Dane Winters had an interception, 90 yards of total offense. Just some good performances all around. And that Cara Paravel team, new to Keisha, and gave you guys a little test, but you guys were able to pull it out. Talk about the performances from Friday night.
Yeah, I thought I was a little bit concerned. We battled some sickness last week. Coming off a big win at Chase County, I was kind of worried about a hangover from our guys, but it was homecoming for us. We celebrated the 1972 state championship team. We had a great crowd, a great atmosphere. Our kids really came out the gate early. We had 4 interceptions in the first half. I really thought our secondary, which were really talented at that position, showcased some of their talent to be able to guard in the passing game. Dane Winters, Matthew Heckman, Roman Bayless, each guy came away with an interception early. So I really thought defense allowed us to settle in. Cara Paravel was a tough matchup, gave us some different looks, challenged us in the run game. But overall, defensively kind of carried us early, gave us short field, and offensively we were able to find the end zone even through some adversity. So really proud of where we're at and how we played that game.
And I guess let me ask you this. Have you ever had a team have 4 picks in the first half?
Probably not looking back, but with Cara Paravel's offense, they throw it quite a bit. Our defensive coordinator, Austin Masters, had a good game plan, and then the kids executed really well. And we're really skilled at that position. That's a strength of our team, and so we were kind of comfortable with them wanting to pass quite a bit and letting those secondary guys kind of make plays on the back end, and that's what they did.
And being 2-0 in district play, especially against 2 really good teams, you picked up the win a couple weeks ago against Chase County and then last week against Cara Paravel. How do you feel like your guys are playing right now at 5-0 and a critical 2-0 in the district?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier with where we're at. I want to say a lot of predictions out there preseason had us picked 4th in this district. It is a very difficult district, so we got to make sure we take one game at a time. But to start off 2-0, to be 5-0 right now, couldn't be happier. Our kids are continuing to get better. We kind of are playing, riding that wave of momentum right now, playing with a little chip on our shoulder. So I like where our mentality's at. Really pleased so far this season.
We're visiting with Burlingame coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you go to Maranatha on Friday night. They're 0-5. They've had their 2 district losses are to Madison and Chase County. But what do you know about the Eagles?
Well, I know they're banged up, and they're hoping to get some guys back this week. They're also revealing their new turf field complex this week, so I'm sure there will be a lot of energy from them and excited to reveal that. And so I'm expecting them to play hard, and we need to go, you know, down there. There's some things that we want to focus on and clean up, and it's really important we get by this game as next week a Madison game for the league titles looming. So we need to take care of business on Friday, and so we can turn the page over to Madison next week at home.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Appreciate you having me.
That's Burlingame coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and Next Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.